From Ocean Colony to Frenchman's Creek, from Cañada Cove to Casa del Mar, serving all of Half Moon Bay, this is AM 1710 and the Neighborhood News Report.
AM 1710 contributor Jim Holly brings us our Neighborhood News feature report this week. It's an interview with Michael Klass of the Coastside Medical Reserve Corps.
Hello, Coastsiders. This is Jim Holly bringing you another interview with someone making a difference in our community. Our guest today is Dr. Michael Klass. Dr. Klass is a retired physician who now volunteers to lead the San Mateo Coastside Medical Reserve Corps. And this is a group that's very important in preparing the Coastside to respond to a significant emergency. So, Dr. Klass, welcome to Radio AM 1710. Maybe we could start the interview by you telling us, what is the mission of the San Mateo Coastside Medical Reserve Corps?
Thank you, Jim, for having me. The mission of each Medical Reserve Corps is slightly different. The mission of the one here on the coast is basically to respond to any disaster emergency which would isolate the Coastside, act by recruiting healthcare professionals, educating them, training them, having them available to respond to either the local community or local hospitals in the event of any kind of medical emergency or a disaster.
How did the Medical Reserve Corps come about?
Like so many disaster response organizations now, resulted from 9/11, when we kind of realized that really this country was not prepared to respond to emergencies and disasters. There were many plans on paper, but really nobody was well trained. After 9/11, there were many healthcare professionals that reported to New York. The problem was that none of these people were credentialed, so nobody knew, in fact, whether or not these people really were healthcare and emergency responders. They were not well trained. They were not protected from any kind of workman's comp injury. So if they got injured, they had no recourse. They also had no liability protection. And so at that point, it was decided that we needed a medical response team that was trained, credentialed, and was able to respond to emergencies so that when these people showed up, we knew who they were, we knew they were well-trained, we knew that they were able to respond in an appropriate manner.
It sounds like there are medical reserve corps all throughout the United States, and they sound like they're independent of the federal government, although sponsored by them. Is that the case?
That's correct. Yeah, each unit, there are now 900 units, about 220,000 volunteers are in medical reserve corps. We probably have about 40 or 50 in California, and each one is entirely different. Some of them are made up of only healthcare professionals. Some of them have no healthcare professionals. They're purely people who are willing to help out in an emergency, but not with any kind of medical skills. Some of them train a considerable amount with disaster training and education, and some of them just meet once a year. So there's a big, big difference. They are each autonomous, so they can pretty much do what they want to do, yet we are sanctioned out of the Surgeon General's office, and the majority of the Medical Reserve Corps are associated usually with a county health department or emergency medical services agency, but others are affiliated with medical schools or hospitals or just totally independent.
So how large is the Medical Reserve Corps on the coast?
Our unit started 4 years ago with five people, and we are now up to 60. We have capped our membership at 65, so we will not take more than 65 members at this time. A lot has to do with having enough people to go ahead and run the logistics of the unit, which includes their website and meetings and training facilities. So right now we have about five more openings which we can fill, but we do have a limit.
What do these volunteers do? Are these all nurses or all?
The units all vary considerably. We want our Medical Reserve Corps unit to be the traditional way. So we want it primarily being healthcare professionals. So we have probably 20 nurses. We have 8 or 9 doctors. We also have mental health people. We have veterinarians. We have pharmacists. We have dentists. We have physical therapists. We have EMT people. And then we have maybe 5 or 10% are people who are non-healthcare related, but are people that would provide communications or other logistics.
In addition to people skills, do you have any equipment? Do you have a facility or what's?
Well, the majority of probably 95% of Medical Reserve Corps units around the country only provide personnel. So they only provide healthcare people to assist at hospitals or clinics or just at disaster shelters. Ours is a little bit unique in that because we are so isolated on the coast, a decision was made that we would also provide medical supplies. So we have recently purchased through a grant a mobile trailer, which has medical supplies for treating 500 patients. We also have our own generators and cots, and we have our disaster field tents and things that most Medical Reserve Corps units don't have. So we are a little bit unique, but we have quite a bit of medical supplies and equipment.
With your responding to emergencies, it seems like there'd be a lot of people there at the same time. How do these people know how to coordinate with these other organizations?
What we have done is we set up MOUs, which are Memorandums of Understanding, with the American Red Cross. We also do exercises together with the local hospitals. We do overall training so that we are familiar with what's called the Incident Command System, which is the response network that almost all government agencies use. So we therefore can kind of fit right in with those particular agencies.
Have you had an opportunity to respond to an emergency yet?
Well, most of the units around the country don't respond very often. However, they're prepared to respond. We did respond to the local, the recent tsunami warning. So at 3 o'clock in the morning, we notified all of our members. I was active at the Emergency Operations Center. We did have a few doctors and nurses that we assigned to a few of the disaster shelters. We've also done immunization clinics, which are not actually a response to disaster and emergency, but part of our mission is also to provide health care for the community. San Mateo County Health Department, they have asked us to provide immunizations to most of the first responders here on the coast side.
Well, very good. Now, do you also participate in any exercises, practice exercises, to test your ability to respond and coordinate?
We've been very active on the coast side. Every year there's a what's called a Silver Dragon exercise, which is a bioterrorism exercise, which is run through the CDC in Atlanta, and it's basically brought about through the health department here in San Mateo County. In addition to that, we do hospital surge exercises. We do 2 to 3 a year with each of the major hospitals. So we provide surge support to Seton Medical Center. We've also done exercises with San Mateo General Hospital over in San Mateo. We also do other exercises which are not actually physical exercises, but working out the medical response and communications. We alert our members through a disaster healthcare volunteer system, and that is tested 2 or 3 times a year.
Are there ongoing training that you provide?
Yes. Our members, part of the reason for joining Medical Reserve Corps units is the training. This is also a reason that a lot of individuals who respond to emergencies are not accepted. So if doctors or nurses or other healthcare people respond to an emergency as an unaffiliated person, and nowadays most of those people are not accepted to help out. We train all of our members in CERT, which is Community Emergency Response Training. We also were going to do some wilderness first aid training, which we will have scheduled for next year.
Now, you mentioned earlier that you've got about 60 or so people, and you could use possibly maybe an additional 5. If people were interested in joining you, what skills are you really looking for?
We are primarily looking for people who have a background in, they can be retired or they can still be actively practicing in any type of discipline related to healthcare. That can be, as mentioned before, that can be doctors, nurses, veterinarians, radiologists, mental health people, pharmacists, anybody of that nature. We're also looking for people who are willing to be part of a team. If somebody just wants to be called on an emergency and not be trained to respond as a unit, then they're better off just registering with the statewide notification system and responding as an individual. So as long as people are willing to participate in some disaster exercises and training, we certainly welcome them to join us.
So we've covered a lot of territory. I'm wondering if there's anything else that you'd like to make our audience aware of?
You know, the main thing is people need to be prepared. So often people are willing to respond in emergencies, but when that emergency occurs, they're really not trained. They really don't know how to respond, where to respond, or what they can do. So I think by joining an organization ahead of time and preparing ahead of time, I think we have learned our lessons from Katrina and also from 9/11 that that's pretty much essential. So if people are interested in joining the Medical Reserve Corps, I think that's great. The Red Cross provides very good organizations for people just willing to work with sheltering. There are other organizations around also for disaster preparedness. Are always looking for good qualified people here on the coast side, since I think most of us know we'll be isolated if there is any kind of incident. People are interested in joining and participating. We would certainly like to have them.
Dr. Klass, thank you so much for coming to the studio today and meeting with us. For folks listening out there, if you'd like additional information, let me give you the website for Dr. Klass's organization. And the website is smcmrc.org. This is Jim Holly. Thank you very much for listening.
Our thanks to Neighborhood News contributor Jim Holly for this week's feature interview with Michael Klass of the Coastside Medical Reserve Corps. When the Neighborhood News report continues, county grant money to help educate students in math and science.
Why is it that when it comes to maintaining cars, women are led to believe it's a man's world? Well, I know the most important thing about cars, and that's where to take mine when it needs expert attention. Phil's Tire and Auto in Half Moon Bay. Their address is 422 Parissima Street. Oh, and ladies, don't worry about those mechanics that talk down to you. Jason and his team are more than happy to take the time to explain what the problem is and what they recommend to fix it. From tires, to wiper blades, to things that go bump under the hood, call Phil's Tire and Auto. Their number is 726-5153. That number again, 726-5153.
Phil's Tire Pros has you covered with the name brand tires you trust at the lowest prices guaranteed. Like Michelin, the number one choice of premium car manufacturers because of their precise and perfect feel. Phil's Tire Pros. Installing peace of mind.
This is Half Moon Bay City Councilman Rick Kowalczyk, and I vote yes on AM 1710, your source for community news, information, and entertainment.
More for Less. The name says it all. It is a place where you do get more for less. In this case, gasoline, the lowest price possible here in Half Moon Bay. To be exact, at the easy drive-in, drive-out corner of Kelly and Highway 1. The only discount you get here is the discount on the price of petrol. No discounts taken on service. No cheap cuts on the quality of their coffee and pastries. Oh, no. No shortcuts whatsoever when it comes to Manager Mike Brandt's way of doing business at More for Less. He and his staff are trending, as it would be said on the net, trending in the way of going the extra distance to please you with price and product choice. At hours, that should be convenient for you. More for Less, the discounted gasoline stop on the corner of Kelly and Highway 1. Worth a visit to see if my praise is justified. I'll wager you'll discover all is as I said. AM 1710 recommends More for Less in Half Moon Bay.
Half Moon Bay students will benefit from a $1 million STEM grant from San Mateo County. STEM, which stands for Science, Technology, Engineering, and Math, is designed to get young people excited about those subjects and sow the seeds of creative thinking in those fields. According to President Sharice McHugh, the Half Moon Bay Chamber of Commerce was instrumental in helping to get the program started.
Len Erickson has been a member of the Chamber's Education Committee for 3 or 4 years. When he first came to me with an idea of bringing robotics to the schools, we were thrilled. We got funding from the Fryberry Foundation and David Labuda to get it started, and we bought about 20 netbooks, and he started in one of the schools, in the elementary schools, and then went to another one, and with our connections with Rob Gatskill, the superintendent of schools, and Elizabeth Scheck, the assistant superintendent, we were able to make it happen really within the first year. He hit every school on the coast side, including the high school, and Cunha Birmingham Middle School. We're very excited about the new grant that they've that more kids can be exposed to the STEM robotics program. It's a great way to introduce them to math and science. Statistics show that if children aren't excited about math and science by the fifth or sixth grade, they probably are not going to be. So this is a great program that's in the schools and now has some after-school workshops as well. So we're very proud of Len, and we're proud of our education committee for being a part of this.
After-school workshops will be held by the Parks and Recreation Department, and youth will learn computer programming and use high-tech tools to analyze Earth's environmental and ecological communities. For more information, call Park and Rec at 726-8297. Good, clean drinking water is required to maintain life on this planet. But who would have thought that coastsiders would have such a great desire in who provides them with that drinking water? The Coastside County Water District conducted an online survey to customers and were surprised when 500 responded, almost 100% more than anticipated. Results showed that 84% were unclear as to how the district spends its money. 4 out of 5 survey respondents said they want to receive information about billing and water rates, and 74% said they were very interested in water quality. The Water District service territory encompasses approximately 14 square miles and serves nearly 20,000 people. And that's it for this week's edition of the Neighborhood News Report. I'm Jim Henderson, and thank you for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
This week, the AM 1710 Time Machine meter moves back just 4 years to 2007. Could life have been that much different then? Gas was $3.38 a gallon, and we thought that was high. But check out the price of an ounce of gold. A bargain at $630. Major technology events in 2007. Apple introduces the iPhone and the new iTouch with built-in Wi-Fi and touchscreen. The weather tops the news as one of the deadliest tornadoes in Kansas history destroys the town of Greensburg as it takes the brunt of 200-mile-per-hour winds. One of the largest and deadliest fires in U.S. history rages in Southern California, fanned by the Santa Ana winds, destroying 400 acres and 2,000 homes. In popular culture, the final Harry Potter book is published, and Fisher-Price recalls over 1 million Chinese-made toys. In 2007, popular films include Spider-Man 3, Transformers, and Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End. In local history, check in the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review Vault. New Leaf Shopping Center is close to signing a deal to locate in the old Albertsons location. And another grocery store of interest, Cunha's Country Store, a landmark for downtown business for 80 years, owned by Bev Ashcraft, changes hands and is sold to the Karuba family. The city of Half Moon Bay goes to court over the Beechwood property. This, of course, begins a very dark time for the city of Half Moon Bay, with Judge Walker ruling in favor of developer Charles Chop Keating. The end of a bitter era as Peninsula Open Space Trust, POST, announces they plan on purchasing the 206 acres of the Wavecrest property. This ends many, many years of speculations for a planned housing development. The original members of this group came together in San Francisco in 1973, and they were still going strong with one of the top records in 2007. That great love song, Coming Up. It's hard to believe the iPhone came on the scene just 4 years ago. Seems like they've been around forever. How quickly technology changes our lifestyles and everyday customs. Can you imagine going on a trip without a cell phone these days? And how would we ever keep track of each other, Even picking someone up from the airport is far easier, thanks to cell phones, as the picker-upper is circling and returning traveler calls to say, "We've just landed." A little later, I've got my luggage and am walking outside. How did we manage the logistics without mobile phones? There is a downside, of course. Can't tell you how many cell phones get left at Cameron's Inn, along with sunglasses, jackets, and hats. My mom leaves her cell phone a couple times a week. We're very conscientious about letting the owners know, usually by calling home on their cell phone. We found one senior couple's phone and called to let them know. They lived in Marin, but turned around and came back, and they brought us even a nice bouquet of flowers to say thank you. Looking around the inn shows the new normal based of technology changes. Many folks bring their computers and get some work done while they're enjoying the pub atmosphere. We went wireless years back to keep up with the trend. Many patrons check their email on their phones or play games or text friends. So come on in and send out a quick evite and have your instant pub gathering, or use that phone to call in a to-go order, and we'll have it ready for you when you arrive. Add Cameron's Inn to your contact list, 726-5705. Our regulars have us on speed dial. We hope to enjoy your company soon at Cameron's Restaurant, Pub, and Inn. Even though the band went through many personal changes over the years, in total, this record lasted 23 weeks on the Billboard's Adult Contemporary chart. One of the great love songs of the year 2007. Here's the group, Journey, with After All These Years.
Faded wedding photograph, you and me in our first dance. Our eyes are closed, we're lost in one sweet embrace. Since those days the world has changed, but our love remains. God knows if had our share of saving grace, and I'm proud of all the blessings you have given me. The mountains we have climbed to get this far, and learn to take the laughter with. After all these years, you make it feel brand new after the fires that we walked through. Against the odds, we never lost. Children all have grown. Precious moments, time can't erase. Make a living of a down the gypsy highways. Seasons that we bear to share apart.
Cause without love there's nothing left to fear. After all these years,
thanks for joining us. Until next week, this is Cameron Palmer for the AM 1710 Time Machine.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, a neighborhood radio editorial commentary by Jim Henderson, AM 1710 General Manager.
October 15th, 2011, an important date. Of course it marks the first day of the Half Moon Bay Pumpkin Festival, but it also notes an important event that occurred 2 years ago, Thursday, October 15th, 2009. This was the very first broadcast of AM 1710, Neighborhood Radio, your local community radio station. So, October 15th this year is our birthday. We are 2 years old. Yes, we are still young and taking our baby steps, but we have some wonderful plans for the months ahead. Our goal is to expand and provide you with 24-hour programming. Your favorite shows will still be available while adding even more. There will be music to entertain you, news to inform you, and shows to educate you. And as always, you can help. While AM 1710 is in the planning stage for our new rollout, why not let us know what you would like to hear? Share your music tastes, share your suggestions on shows that would be of general interest. Neighborhood Radio would appreciate your input. Thank you for listening and supporting our efforts to serve the neighborhoods of the Coastside. And remember, if you would like to be part of your hometown radio station, AM 1710 is always looking for helpers. Our thanks to each and every one of you for your listenership and support. We are 2 years old and ready to grow even more. Just wait until we turn three.
The preceding was a neighborhood radio editorial commentary by Jim Henderson, AM 1710 General Manager.
Stay tuned for Keeping Pace with Your Health with Neighborhood Radio Health Editor Sue Pace and sponsored by the dentistry of Dr. Ray Shepherd, where they bring your smile to life. Keeping Pace with Your Health coming right up.
Lighthouse Water. In the Straw Flower Shopping Center at Highway 1 and Highway 92, beside the UPS store, revealed to me an amazing product they carry, and now I have less than 60 seconds to impart to you what I learned about PIMAG water. Yes, PIMAG, P-I-M-A-G. Apparently this water is an iron-based compound and is said to be living body water, or in other words, water of the same constitution as the water inside all living beings, including humans, animals, and plants. When we drink water, a great deal of energy is consumed to convert it into the living water. Save that energy. Try PIMAG water. Okay, I can hear you whistling the theme from Twilight Zone, but owner Bill Eyre has been in the business of water for over 20 years, and even though this is a paid ad, we here at AM 1710 trust the Eyre family, and so we pass on this news to you. I'm out of time already, so chat with Bill and Chris about this truly quality gold seal product in person, or call them at 726-8639. Lighthouse Water, the pure water store since 1988. Lighthouse Water, watching out for all your water needs.
This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, brought to you by the Dental Office of Dr. Ray Shepherd, located at 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, Sue Pace, RN and Neighborhood Radio Health Editor.
Hello, neighbors and listeners on the web. Today I want to talk about protecting yourself against Medicare fraud. Medicare scams are rampant, causing taxpayers billions of dollars every year. I want to describe some of the types of scams and how to protect yourself from being a victim of them. Recently, you may have seen in the news that members of a large crime syndicate were arrested and charged in extensive Medicare fraud. Prosecutors say the suspects stole the identities of doctors and thousands of patients, using them at bogus health clinics across the country, and they billed Medicare for more than $100 million. Another scam involved a chain of mental health clinics in Miami that were charged with making $200 million in fraudulent claims for group therapy sessions that authorities said were unnecessary or never provided. So in order to steal your Medicare number, thieves may simply offer unsuspecting patients medical supplies or equipment that they don't need just to collect their Medicare numbers. Once the crooks have your Medicare number, they can then bill Medicare for other supplies and services. The patients never receive them, and the crooks pocket the reimbursement money. Another common ruse is to offer free services such as cholesterol or diabetes screenings in order to get Medicare numbers. Now, Medicare recipients caught up in these crimes rarely face financial liability, but the problem for them can be compromised medical records and insurance records that cause problems later. For example, a patient might apply to get a wheelchair and find out that someone got one with their Medicare number in the past. Medicare fraud also raises the cost of Medicare premiums for everyone. Another problem is that when certain scams get common, Medicare cracks down on eligibility so they can watch more closely. Unfortunately, that makes it more difficult for those who really do need services to get them. More on what you can specifically do to protect yourself from Medicare fraud after this break and message from Dr. Ray Shepherd.
October is National Dental Hygiene Month. Hello, my name is Donna Murphy, one of two dental hygienists at Dr. Shepherd's office in Half Moon Bay. Gum disease, also known as periodontal disease, is the leading cause of tooth loss in America. We are very excited to offer laser periotherapy, a non-surgical approach using the laser to help get gum disease under control. Laser energy is selectively absorbed into red, inflamed gum tissue to kill bacteria and stimulate new cell growth. Healthy tissue remains unaffected by the laser. This promotes better healing and control of periodontal disease. The laser can also treat canker sores, cold sores, and fibrotic lesions. Please visit our office for more information. We believe our patients deserve the very best care for beautiful, healthy smiles.
The Dental Office of Dr. Ray Shepherd, 890 Main Street, phone 726-3355. Dr. Ray Shepherd.
Where we bring your smile to life.
Here's what you can do to protect yourself from Medicare fraud and where to call if you think you might be a victim. First of all, guard your card. Protect your Medicare card as carefully as you would a credit card or Social Security card. Never give your number over the phone to a stranger. For instance, to someone who claims to be conducting a healthcare survey for the government. Report a lost or stolen card immediately. Also, be aware of free services. Someone offering you a medical service free does not need your Medicare number. If you're asked for it in connection with such a service, walk away. This can be a scam just to collect Medicare numbers. Examine your statements. If you have traditional Medicare, you receive statements quarterly. Review them carefully, looking for doctor visits that never happened, supplies or equipment that you never received. If you're part of a Medicare Part D prescription drug plan, usually you'll receive a monthly explanation of benefits, so check those carefully also. Now, if you find something unusual in these reports, call your doctor first. It may be a simple error. If not, report it immediately. Also, you want to avoid enrollment hazards. Beginning in November, Medicare recipients can change plans. This period is also when the criminals come out peddling bogus Medicare prescription drug plans. So check any insurance plan you're considering on the website at www.medicare.gov. If you cannot find it on the list, it may not be legitimate. Next, check your credit report. Check them periodically for any unpaid medical bills that could be the result of fraud. Now, if you think you may have encountered any type of Medicare fraud and you've double-checked for errors, report the incident directly to the Inspector General at 1-800-447-8477. Last year, calls to this 800 number triggered 30,000 investigations. Also, get informed. For more information on preventing and reporting Medicare fraud, check the fraud section in the Medicare Handbook recently mailed out to all Medicare recipients. Or you can go to their website, www.stopmedicarefraud.gov. In summary, two important things you can do are guard your Medicare card and Social Security number and report possible fraud to 1-800-447-8477. Until next time, here's to your good health.
You have been listening to Keeping Pace with Your Health with host Sue Pace, brought to you by the dental office of Dr. Ray Shepherd, located at 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. If you have suggestion topics for the program, call 453-4000 or email us at health@neighborhoodradio.info.
Christopher O'Donnell, the man from Down Under, is host of Neighborhood Classifieds. Even if you don't have something to buy or sell, he is guaranteed to bring you a smile and a chuckle. Neighborhood Classifieds is coming right up.
What is the world coming to? Questions about the future of the world have plagued mankind for centuries. Yet the Bible has been explaining our future for thousands of years. This is Brian Heminger, pastor of Calvary Chapel of Half Moon Bay, inviting you every Thursday evening at 7 p.m. for a verse-by-verse walk through the most intriguing and controversial book of the Bible, the Book of Revelation. Calvary Chapel is located at 436 Parisma, right on the corner of Kelly. We can be reached by phone at 726-7978, or you can visit our website at www.cchmb.org. You can also check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. That's every Thursday night at 7 p.m. Come and find out what the world is coming to.
Neighborhood Classifieds are on the air. Buying or selling, lost and found, garage sales, neighbor-to-neighbor services, all this and more. And now your host for Neighborhood Classifieds, Christopher O'Donnell.
Fall is here, winter on its way, and of course stuff to be done. Classifieds wants to introduce you to Jesus Valencia. He's a handyman, and that's all I have to say. Those who know him know the name. Those who don't, make a note of his name. Jesus Valencia. Did a little construction, painting, plumbing, gardening, and tree trimming. Call him at 650-740-0906. Needless to say, he welcomes your inquiry concerning his license number as well, and references to other clients. Call Jesus at 740-0906. Tip time. Clothes washing. Use half of what you normally use of liquid soap when washing in hot water. For example, your whites. And take a leap of faith and don't use any in cold washes. Unless, of course, the items are really dirty. This is an economy hint. Now, remember I suggested boiling water on weeds in your driveway and walkways? Well, it does work, and I should know. I poured such a week ago, and sure enough, the weeds, that is, now lay expired on the concrete. Just sweep them away with a hard bristle broom. Don't delay on replacing your wipers on your car. The rain is here. All of us seem to put this simple safety item on hold till we have really pesky smears on the windshield. Do it now. Do it today. And, as I sign off, a thought or two from my smile file. Let's see, what do we got? Middle age is when you buy cereal for the fiber and not the toy. And now that the holidays are near and folk will be coming to visit, just remember that families are like fudge. Mostly sweet with a few nuts. Okay, till next time, I'm Christopher O'Donnell. Cheers, mate.
Neighborhood Classifieds is a regular feature of Neighborhood Radio. To have your free classifieds put on the radio, call 453-4000 or email us classifieds@neighborhoodradio.info.
My name is Sandy Anfang, and I am the proud owner of a new tutoring business here in Half Moon Bay. With 12 years of elementary school teaching and 2 decades of professional library service under my belt, I am highly qualified to offer one-on-one support to your child in reading, writing, math, spelling, and grammar. I also offer support with study and research skills. I enjoy working with students from grades kindergarten through 8th grade. Creative and expository writing is my specialty. My poetry, letters, and short fiction have been published online, and I love to ignite the writing spark in my students. I enjoy teaching small group classes for beginning French and Spanish students, which is an excellent way to build comfort with a new language. I have a reputation for patience, compassion, and confidence building. Help your child strengthen existing skills or forge ahead in a new area of interest. For additional information, call 650-888-7875. That's 650-888-7875.
If I could talk to the animals.
It's time for Pet Patrol. Everything that pertains to our pets and animals.
Hello, I'm Blythe Lubal of Coastside Pets, and you're listening to Pet Patrol. On this week's episode of Pet Patrol, as a recent situation demonstrates, there are instances where communication and, more to the point, details are extremely important when entrusting the care of your animals to someone else. I'll start with a little backstory to provide you all with more context. We have a regular client with a beautiful golden retriever named Britt. Relatively recently, one of our walkers informed me that Britt seemed unusually winded on her regular walk. So I called the owner to talk about this observation, and she proceeded to tell me that Britt is pregnant. I was surprised by the news and also by the fact that nobody had mentioned this to me or one of our walkers. The owner was not expecting this to occur, despite the fact that Britt lives with an unneutered male retriever. Because he had not sired any offspring in 5 years. Moreover, Britt very recently entered sexual maturity and the owner wanted her to eventually breed, thus explaining why Britt had not been spayed. Since the conversation with the owner, we have continued to walk Britt, although for shorter durations while carefully watching for any signs of distress. Generally, the gestation period for dogs is 9 weeks, and at 4 weeks, Britt was not showing at all. For most of Britt's pregnancy, the owners were in Europe and Britt was under our care. The owner came home for a couple of days and asked me to continue to look after Britt and to transport her to the vet 3 days prior to her due date. As you can imagine, I hesitated. This is by no means a common type of request and is not really the purview of my business or the services we offer. However, I love this dog and decided we can do this, but I wanted to be absolutely sure of her due date because, like Prissy from Gone with the Wind, I thought to myself, I don't know nothing about birth and no babies. For additional assurance, I called the mobile vet regularly to make sure I was doing everything appropriate for Britt and to be made aware of any signs that she may be going into labor. So, as Murphy's Law would have had it, the day I was scheduled to take Britt to the vet, she went into labor at her house. I was also informed the vet was working at the emergency clinic the night prior and I would have to wait to bring her in. I felt my blood pressure rise and a tinge of panic set in as I said to myself, please, oh please, don't give birth on my watch. The following morning, I went to fetch Britt and she was outside acting strange. I forgot to bring my cell phone, so I ran back to my house to get it. And in that 10-minute period it took me to return, she was already giving birth to her first puppy. I had Veronica, my wonderful Polish au pair, as my assistant with me. We picked up the tiny newborn pup and had Britt follow us inside to keep her warm and dry. The puppy was a little cold, so I immediately heated some towels in the dryer and wrapped the little guy in them to bring up his body temperature. While frantically trying to get a hold of the vet on my cell phone, puppy number 2 started coming. Then in a quick succession, numbers 3, 4, and 5 were popping out. An adorable bundle of 5 little golden boys. Thankfully, the veterinary assistant was able to rush over to us and help us through the rest of the labor. There wasn't much specifically at that point she could do, but her knowledge and experience was reassuring and calming for us, and she told us that everything was transpiring the way it should. We then made a cozy makeshift whelping box for Britt and her pups out of cardboard. After the veterinary assistant left, good old Murphy's Law decided to get one last laugh at my expense as Britt went back into labor and delivered 2 final pups, both beautiful little girls. While delivering these final 2 pups, Britt was already nursing the first 5. I couldn't help but be impressed as I thought about my own experience in labor delivering my 2 children. I had the help of an entire medical staff and the resources of Modern Hospital to see me through the process. But Britt had all the responsibility and pressure on her alone, and she took charge, innately knowing just what to do while I was merely here as her nursemaid and made sure she had water and cleaned her up with warm washcloths. I gave her some peanut butter on a spoon as a well-earned reward. I think this was her favorite part of the ordeal. The Golden Retriever puppies are adorable. If you have an animal that is close to giving birth, make sure that you are properly prepared for this event, including communicating information with your pet care provider. Until next time, I'm Blythe Lubal of Coastside Pets, wishing you happy trails.
If I could talk to the animals.
Pet Patrol is a regular feature of Neighborhood Radio. If you have an animal-related announcement, just call us at 453-4000 or email us pets@neighborhoodradio.info.
This is Pablo Jr. of Joe's Family Style Restaurant. Did you know that the word restaurant comes from a French word that means to restore? At Joe's, we would like to restore the pleasure that comes with going out to eat at a great Italian restaurant. We have a variety of great dishes that are sure to please you. Pasta, fish, steak, and veal entrees. Some of our most popular dinners are the chicken scallopini, veal castorville, and the chicken Monterey. But don't forget, Joe's has great breakfast and lunch menus also. There are several good restaurants on the coastside, and Joe's is proud to be one of them. Come in soon and enjoy our friendly service and good food.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
Joe's is your neighborhood restaurant.
Joe's is located on Highway 1, just south of the entrance to Ocean Colony.
Coastside Carousel, featuring the music of our local singers and musicians on the coastside, is just minutes away. Stay tuned for Coastside Carousel.
This is your AM 1710 Coffee Break, brought to you by Outland Java Company, your local organic coffee roaster.
I'm Gail Colella. I live in El Granada. I work at Cypress Inn on Miramar Beach. Yeah, we serve Outland Java Coffee. We use the Italian blend and a Swiss water decaf. Guests really love it because it's got that fresh roasted deep flavor. A lot of people love it because it is organic. When we get the bags, they're still warm because it's fresh roasted down the street. Of course, we grind it right before we brew it, so it is about as fresh can be. So I drink it at home, too, and I drink it at my church, so I love it.
Our coffee is available in town at markets, cafes, restaurants, or you can buy your beans directly from the roaster at the harbor on Airport Street. Call 728-2300 for hours and directions. That's 728-2300. This has been your AM 1710 Coffee Break, brought to you by Outland Java Company, your local organic coffee roaster.
Hey, this is Rob Gaskill, superintendent for the Cabrillo Unified School District. And if you want to earn a good grade for keeping up with community news and information, this is the place, AM 1710 Neighborhood Radio.
The Thrift Store,
at 515 Kelly in Half Moon Bay wants to remind you that this warren of wonderful bargains and surprises at prices I dare not announce over the air because of the backlash I would get from standard retailers up and down the coast exists solely on donations. Yes, donations. A worthy cause indeed. You feel good once you help the thrift store with items that they can resell at prices that bring regular seekers of bargains back to this cozy cottage time and time again. And who benefits, you ask? Senior co-siders. Seniors who deserve your support. Seniors who have paid their dues. And remember, you'll be a senior sooner or later. In a way, you are helping yourself by helping them. Closed on Tuesdays and Wednesdays for replenishment, drop by the thrift store at 515 Kelly. Manager Carla Ruth will welcome you with a smile of a good Samaritan. Have you ever seen a Samaritan smile? Then seek her out. Need even more info than what I just said? Call 726-6543. The Senior Co-Siders Thrift Store of Half Moon Bay.
Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family. And now your host for Coastside Carousel, Christopher O'Donnell.
It has been more than a month now that Cameron's Restaurant and Inn has been our sponsor for Coastside Carousel, and I can tell you that I'm very pleased to be associated with this long and well-established business here in Half Moon Bay. There are too many reasons to highlight in a 60-second commercial to entice you to visit Cameron's, so allow me to bring to your attention an unusual old English shop in the pub area of the inn. Turn left when you step inside. It's a shop where you can pick up all things English. Oh, and Irish and Scots goodies too. Lollies, well, candy that is. Sauces for cooking. Sauces as condiments. British bangers as served on their menu, and that's a sausage you'll enjoy with mashed potatoes. And bring on the HB sauce, or ketchup for me. Irish bacon, Scots shortbread biscuits, a.k.a. cookies, and sodas you'll be intrigued to try. And dare you sample Marmite. Brands in this quaint turn-of-the-century grocery shop nook may not be familiar to you. Well, just yet. But they will be after your first taste. Alan, the British proprietor, will guide you through his cozy emporium. Do tell him that AM 1710 sent you. Sent you to Cameron's Restaurant and Inn, at the south entrance to town on Highway 1. You'll see this two-story English pub on the west side. And remember to check their website, www.cameronsinn.com. Cameron's, your home away from home. And while I was enjoying a hearty Guinness at Cameron's, I overheard a woman cheerfully complaining that her husband does not take her dancing often enough. And I thought, why don't I give her man some encouragement? So, Barbara, give a holler out to Kenny and roll back the carpet in the family room. Encore has put together some music with you two in mind. And all of us listeners will join you. Let's have a dance party here at AM 1710. The Michael Foley Trio makes it easy to get up with a whimsical take on Everybody Loves My Baby. Come on, get off the couch, come on. And stay on your feet now, because Willie G wants us to get up a little sweat with his gutsy, bluesy track entitled Guilty. And now stretch and windmill to the easy flow of T.J. Moore with a tad of lamenting country he calls Long Time Used to Be. Oh, and we wind up and soon to flop back on the couch after my mystery selection. Gents, and you too, Kenny, make sure your laces on your dancing shoes are tight for this one. Guess whose orchestra whipped up this one for us? Phone me in your answer to 453-4000 for the mystery tune. Oh, Barbara, you said you wanted to dance.
nobody loves my baby, but my baby don't love nobody but me. Oh, nobody but me. And everybody wants my baby, but my baby don't want nobody but me. It's plain to see. She's got those Elgin movements with a 10-year warranty. You don't need no improvement, 'cause my baby's meant for me. Well, everybody loves my baby, but my baby don't love nobody but me. Nobody but me. Well, everybody loves my baby, but my baby don't love nobody but me. Nobody but me. Everybody wants my baby, but my baby don't want nobody but me. It's plain to see. Got that form like Venus, and I ain't talking Greek. Nothing come between us, she's my Sheba, I'm her sheep. Well, everybody loves my baby, but my baby don't love nobody but me. Nobody but me.
You're guilty. You're guilty. not the same my long time used to be. From San Francisco to the Florida Keys, snows of Dakota, warm Mexican breeze. I traded love for the road and I was lost forever. My two-diamond heart was broken free. My long time used to be. Each night I'm lost in the memory, and I'm as heartbroken lonesome by the sea. My long time used to be not done, Virginia, and I fell for the knees. Oh, my dark-eyed roses, Mary and Clarice. I would trade all these women for the one now and forever is gone. My long time used to be. Each night I'm lost in the memory, and I'm as heartbroken lonesome as a man. About to see my long time.
Shape and a stuff, cuff to look sharp enough to see my sunny gal. I want a reef sleeve with a ripe stripe and a dress vest with a glad, clad in the latest fad to see my sunny gal. I want to look keen so my dream will say, you don't look like the same bull, so keen that she'll scream, here comes my walking rainbow. So make a zoot suit with a reach, pleat with a drape, shape and a stuff cup to look sharp enough to see my sunny gal.
And I was stomping here in the studio as well. Have a cool beverage on me. And remember, this four-pack carousel plays for the rest of the week. And you can always call back these tracks by going to our archive section. Thanks for tuning to Coastside Carousel's Encore. I'm your host, Christopher O'Donnell. And, as usual, I wish you good music. I wish you good listening.
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artists of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us at feedback@neighborhoodradio.info.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at www.cameronsinn.com.
October is National Dental Hygiene Month. Hello, my name is Donna Murphy, one of two dental hygienists at Dr. Shepherd's office in Half Moon Bay. Gum disease, also known as periodontal disease, is the leading cause of tooth loss in America. We are very excited to offer laser periotherapy, a non-surgical approach using the laser to help get gum disease under control. Laser energy is selectively absorbed into red, inflamed gum tissue to kill bacteria and stimulate new cell growth. Healthy tissue remains unaffected by the laser. This promotes better healing and control of periodontal disease. The laser can also treat canker sores, cold sores, and fibrotic lesions. Please visit our office for more information. We believe our patients deserve the very best care for beautiful, healthy smiles.
The Dental Office of Dr. Ray Shepherd, 890 Main Street, phone 726-3355. Dr. Ray Shepherd.
Where we bring your smile to life.